Anonymous asks, concerning the book, When Bad Things Happen to Good People. I've heard many people say that it's apikorsus and that the rabbi who wrote it is an apikoros. Is this so? And if so, what is it about the book and its author that is objectionable? Does it mean that all of his books are apikorsus and shouldn't be read? I've heard they've been very helpful and comforting to millions of people around the world who've lost loved ones or have had to deal with other tragedies. Does that account for anything? If it is against the Torah, shouldn't someone try to makarev the author and teach him the error of his ways and get him to use his talents for good? To the best of my knowledge, that book, When Bad Things Happen to Good People, was written by a Reform rabbi who, by the nature of being a Reform rabbi, obviously is not a person who has proper Torah outlooks. Whether he's an apikoros or not, I don't know the person, and I don't know if he's a tinik shenishba who never had the proper Torah education or not. I don't want to judge the person himself, but definitely his ideas are not Torah ideas. From what I understand, the crux of the book is that God created a world where there is random things that happen, and people have free choice and go against God's will, and therefore you can't blame God for terrible illnesses or earthquakes or anything else. All of that is just part of the natural order that God created. That is apikorsus. The Rambam says clearly that calamities, tragedies, sickness is all a result of God's will, a result of reward and punishment, result of the imperfectness of man and the things that he's done that are wrong, and therefore we fast and we cry out when there are calamities and tragedies to remind ourselves that all these things are the result of things that could be corrected through tshuva. Whether somebody should be makarev the author and teach him the error of his ways, I'm sure someone should do that who ever knows this person and is capable of doing that. The fact that his books have brought comfort to millions of people, the New Testament has brought comfort, I'm sure, to millions of people also, even though it is totally false and surely not something that is sanctioned by the Torah. Just because something is successful or effective doesn't make it proper, right, or proper Torah Hashkafah.